to be famous. Who wants to die for art?
You disgusting hippie pig.
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society. Come join the fun.
Podcasting live from the recent past in the Dogwater Studios, and fuck me, I'm Irish. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, and I am joined by my good friend Nick Ramirez, Dogwater Dick in the back room. Here in the studio this week, we have Ben, Chris, and Sam from Memory Motel for you.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
First do-over ever. I'm a little disappointed in myself right now. That could have gone better. And the do-over wasn't even that good of a do-over. Any rate, hi, ladies and gentlemen.
We won't tell the audience that was take two.
I just did. So did you, Dick.
Hello, Dick.
If you want to see the mistake, tune in to the video.
There will be a little video of me screwing up the opening here, somewhere on the internet very soon. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the show this week. I hope you enjoyed my little best-of episode that Chewy and I put together last week. I had a good time putting it together and listening to everything
over
again. Yeah, did you dig it?
I really liked it a lot.
Cool. Rick, did you even listen?
Good choices.
No, I was out of town and I don't care.
Awesome. Thank you.
So was it terrible? Hey. Did you say bad things about me? Or, I mean, did you pick bad things that made me look bad? Or Did you play the bands that I recorded terribly? Was it a great show?
It was a great show. Yeah, no, we picked some really good tracks.
You never listened to the show.
2011.
Right? You're the, O'Mara, you don't ever play the show. I hear the show five times after we do it. So what was it like hearing our show?
We had a lot of great music on last year, and I'd forgotten about it because I was here for most of it, like in the room when it happened. But it was really cool to just take a trip back and I don't know.
It was
calendar year 2011 and all the fun people we had on the show. I mean, it was really cool. Yeah.
And not have all the tons of talking. But
I cut out a lot of talking, Rick. I just put music and I recorded myself setting it all up in my living room.
What'd you do that with?
Just my that little Rogue 4-channel amp that I or, you know, PA that I have.
And a little dynamic mic.
Do I get the Audacity. Wind yet? No. Oh, okay. Yeah. Actually, you know what? We never checked that.
Oh, no.
The wind is playing.
Oh, no. Live checking of the thing.
The wind is playing.
And there's no sound.
Yeah.
You could really tell.
Well, I guess I have no soundboard.
You could really tell how Rick. How professional it sounds.
Yeah,
Rick,
my what I recorded.
It's a good
it
thing for you
passable.
To bring up, Nick, right as something doesn't work.
Right.
No wind. It's okay. I don't need a soundboard this week. Yeah, we can make Nick be the wind. I'll just cue him in here. I have been learning lots about the recording stuff between doing the best of last week and ICS this past weekend, the Immersion Composition Society.
That was the other thing I was going to say about
that
week. That was
awesome. Nick and I, it's something us and I don't know, how many other people do it?
There was, 10 teams, I think?
Yeah, 10 teams of two or
three. Or 8 teams. There were 8 teams.
8 teams.
This time.
A couple solos. You guys had 3, most teams of 2. Yeah. And we all get together once a month and just write songs.
All day.
Wake up, write songs. You can start at midnight if you want. You just write as many effing songs as you can in one day, cut and print. Try not to edit unless it's a real screw up. And then at the end of the night, we all get together and hang out and have chips and dips
and everyone's
drinks
album.
And listen to the album of the day. And there's some interesting stuff. There's some good stuff.
Yeah.
Nothing is bad. Nothing is bad.
This month was fun because of the song title challenge where every team put out a song title. And you had to make a song out of that title.
And so there were 7 different songs called Suck It. That was my contribution.
Mayonnaise
was yours,
was a good one. Well, we covered
Curse all. You, Merciful Poseidon.
We covered 7 of them, and then we didn't get Pat Ray's Go to Hell or whatever it was.
We have a song called The Great Television Factor Explosion of 1962.
Not bad.
That's awesome.
That's a good
That's
title.
That's a great song title.
It's also going to be the title of our album once album comes out. Yeah.
By the way, everybody, welcome Chris to the show. Chris from Memory Motel. I'd play some applause for you, but my soundboard doesn't work. So I'll actually applaud for you this time. Yeah. let's get all your voices on the record. Sam, you want to say hi to everybody?
How's it going, everybody?
And
Benny.
Ben on the end.
What's up, everybody?
Ben. Ben doesn't like his voice on the radio.
My voice sounds better on the radio than anywhere else. So
that's true.
You sound dreamy.
Like a man.
Thank you.
Can you say just call 1-900 ask for ass?
Just call 1-900.
Oh, no, come on, friend.
I think that's actually the first time Ben's ever talked in an interview.
Yeah. Excellent.
Hey, usually the quiet one.
It's all about first.
Yeah.
You know, Rick, it doesn't matter. I'm getting the power light on my phone, and I forgot to bring the cord again.
So you wouldn't have had any sounds anyway.
Well, I mean, it's not dead yet. It's just dying.
It's not worth it, huh? There will be no dings this show, then.
I'll just say it. Ding.
Too bad we don't have Nick's like crappy little ding thing.
Nope.
Yeah, we.
My toy.
We're kind of fail this week, man. You were out of town last week, threw us all off. And ladies and gentlemen, you guys don't know this, but there have been many technical difficulties tonight leading to us recording a little bit late.
A little late.
10 minutes, 10 clamping
yeah,
minutes.
Just waiting for 10 clamping minutes.
10 clamping minutes. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I have the talk with Rory about, Rory, you got to stop scheduling difficult bands because I can't fucking do more than 14 things, okay? You got 14. That's it. Yeah. 14. And we got what, 5 mics for the group, and then that's it. You can't do like a 5-member band and a drum kit. And so I get the email. I'm like, so who do we got tonight? He's all, it's Memory Motel. And then he goes, I sent you a Facebook thing. They've got the list of what they want. And I look, and it's like, well, we have a full band and an entire drum kit and 2 guitar cabinets and a bass cabinet and what was it, a Rhodes piano and a full drum kit
and a theremin
and a computer to plug in.
I get this angry text from Rick about how we can't have a 5-person band on the show.
Memory Motel and it's 3.
We're 3.
Yeah, no, well, he says it's a 3-piece, and I'm like, how the fuck does 3 pieces have 2 guitar cabinets, a fucking bass player, a full drum kit? And I said, all their bodies couldn't play all of that.
Yeah,
and then I talked to Chris, and Chris was like, well, we don't play it all at the same time. All good. Well, you're fucking better not, because
we're a 3-piece band with the gear. Yeah, we're a 3-piece band with the gear of like 7 people.
6 people.
Oh, so
which is pretty awesome. Which is pretty awesome.
We spend a lot of money on gear, I guess.
We spend
Hey, you don't have kids. Well, you know what else are you going to blow on? Musical equipment better than drugs.
We are kids.
Yeah. What? Could I get the ages?
Yeah. How old are you guys?
I am.
Let's start with the oldest.
I know it's
Chris,
rude to ask, but
19. We're rude. I'm 19.
19.
Sam 20.
Okay.
Ben 16.
16.
Wow.
Oh, the young man in the group.
You're my son's age. That makes me feel
I am your
really
son.
Old.
All right. Well, that changes some of the questions I'm going to ask.
When we started Memory Motel, he was 14.
Jesus.
Wow.
That was fun.
So you're a hell of a drummer, man. Seriously.
Yeah. You're the cool kid that gets into bars because you're in a band.
Yes.
That's bragging rights in high school, man.
It is.
That is.
Yeah.
But he doesn't
those
use
guys
it.
Were cool. Hmm.
Does this mean that I could go to jail for looking at his ass earlier?
We don't talk about that.
Suck one dick.
Nope.
Cocksucker for life.
The weird thing about Ben, though, is like he doesn't use it as like bragging in his school. Like he doesn't tell anybody.
I tell people.
You tell like nobody.
He tells every single girl he speaks to, I'm sure.
Yes, definitely that. But you don't understand, like people don't want to spend money in high school. Everyone is just like,
what, to come to a show?
Yeah. No one's trying to like understand like musical concepts and stuff. It's like very advanced theme, and
or you're embarrassed of us, you asshole.
I'm not.
I would be too. The one guy's a ginger.
Ooh.
Zing.
Yes.
But they are quite a dreamy ginger. They are a bunch of dreamy
young
men.
A ginger, he's not bad.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, you don't have the like freaked out like expression
like
and freckles and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, God damned me with permanent sunburn. Yeah.
Well, I would say that we do draw the most attractive ladies of any band in town.
Yeah,
that's a guarantee.
Yeah.
You guys,
ding. And that's,
you
that
guys draw women my age. So,
hey,
but they're pretty.
Hey,
it's illegal.
17, 18,
it's illegal.
Is...
Okay, we want to.
Okay.
Actually, I think it's 16 in Nevada, but...
It's 16, yeah.
16.
Oh, hey, Ben, you can hang out after the show.
We
want some coffee?
I'm down, bro.
Oh, where's the sample that I'm looking for? God damn it. Oh, here it is.
Do you want your son enticed into the world of homosexuals?
The world of heterosexuality is a Ah, crap, what's the line?
Where is it?
I never get here.
The world of heterosexual is a sick and boring life.
There you go.
Right.
Suck one dick, cocksucker for life.
So, anyway. So right on. Okay, I didn't mean to gay that out. Anyway.
Yeah, anyway, yeah, let's see. I was wanted to talk about Best of ICS. One of the loveliest ladies in town, one of the bright new stars and shining futures in drumming, my daughter, is a big fan of you guys. She got to see you guys at the NMA over the summer on the rooftop with Rock. Very Pretty Pigeon. It was a great show, and she demanded we buy her a T-shirt. And she wears it as a nightgown at least, you know, once a month whenever I do laundry. But no, and she, like, every time, aww, I love this band, blah, 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 we got to see them. And so,
that's so,
yeah,
cool.
And she is one of the loveliest ladies in town.
Appreciate that.
So, but I'm going to get, I'll take a picture of you guys and throw it up on the, with the post and the feed for the podcastiness, mm-hmm, later.
Aww,
so
sweet.
I love you very much.
There you go.
You know that?
She recorded that just for you.
Right. She also wanted to say,
put down the crack pipe.
Yes. Damn. Thank you, Dad. Thank you, darling.
It's all spliced up.
Well, I like it that way. See you in Toledo.
Okay. Sorry.
That's enough, young lady. Go to your room. What time
Hulk
is it? Shut up.
Don't rough up the suspect.
I'll stop hitting. I'm sorry.
You know, I don't know if you guys know, but this week has one of my very favorite holidays coming up. I don't know if it's one of your favorite holidays, especially since you can't get into bars yet.
St. Patty's?
No, 314, Pi Day, National Steak and Blowjob Day.
Oh, yeah.
It is a great day.
Nobody told
me. It's been a year already.
Or as we celebrate
it. What have I been missing out on my whole life?
Right. As we celebrate it in my house, it's National Steak and Pie Day. Because I just really don't like giving blowjobs all day long.
I thought you didn't like pie, dude.
I like it better than giving blowjobs all day.
Okay, yeah, I see your point.
No, but yeah, no, 314. It's Pie Day and National Steak and Blowjob Day. So ladies out there, he did for you last month. Do for him. Cook a steak and give him a blowjob. That's all he's asking for. And no conversation.
Yeah,
just steak and a BJ.
I want to meet the guy
who
made that up.
A website. Yeah, you can find like Steak and BJ Day or something like that.
.com.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah,
fun.
Check it out. I'm sure there's a wiki.
Like a
how-to. How to cook a steak. Anyway. I don't need to go much further. But no, yeah, and St. Pat's. Yeah, I guess there is that.
Yep.
I did bring a little list that I wanted to read regarding St. Pat's.
Uh-huh.
We do not really celebrate St. Pat's at my house because it is not a real holiday.
What?
No. St. Patrick has, like, it's a false holiday. Let me pull up my email that I sent to myself with this list.
What hateful atheist bullshit are you about to spring on?
Pogue Mahone.
Anti-Catholic.
Pogue Mahone is the title of this. St. Patrick was not Irish. He was a Roman Brit. The color green is not associated with that guy. It's actually a dark shade of blue. Nor did he actually drive any snakes out of Ireland since they had not existed there previous to the last ice age. And the whole thing was actually a euphemism for a slaughter of religious leaders of the Celtic people and whatnot. So, fuck St. Patrick. Fuck St. Patrick.
First of all, I reject anything you explain using the word whatnot. Secondly, we all knew that it was really people of a different religious faith that he drove out, not snakes.
Well, right.
I call them snakes too, heretics.
But so here are the things that I celebrate instead. Mia Hamm's birthday, Billy Corgan's birthday, Rob Lowe's birthday.
That is worth it.
Kurt Russell's birthday, William Gibson's birthday, James Morrow, Patrick Duffy, Paul Kantner, Rudolf Nureyev, Nat King Cole, and Shemp Howard. All of their birthdays.
Oh, it's Shemp's birthday.
Yeah, it's Shemp's birthday.
Oh, well, just for that.
Also, in history, in the year 180, Marcus Aurelius died. In 1337, Edward the Black Prince was made Duke of Cornwall, the first duchy of England.
He was a duke.
A black Duke.
I had one of those once. My doctor said I should be worried.
In 1521, Ferdinand Magellan discovered the Philippines.
Are you Magellan?
Then he got
so that's where the Philippines came from. The guy,
the Philippines.
Yeah, because the Philippines did not exist before that.
Yes, no,
they were not.
I actually have it written down. Discovers in quotes. 1775, the Transylvania Land Company buys Kentucky for $50,000 from a Cherokee chief.
I wouldn't buy that shit for $50,000
today. A lot of coal mining.
But
lot
Transylvania?
Of coal mining. The Transylvania Land Company.
So how did that transfer to America?
I have no idea.
And was Vlad the Impaler's family involved?
Yes.
I want this to be like
the
scary.
Tepes. The Tepes ran the company.
I thought it was Tepish, or is it Tepe?
Whatever.
I don't even
know. That might possibly be the scariest thing I've ever heard of. Vampire rednecks.
Zombie rednecks, man. In 1776, you know, that's an important year or something, the British evacuated Boston after George Washington shot them with a bunch of artillery. In 1804, William Tell premiered. In 1836, Texas abolished slavery. Go figure. I wonder when that got reinstated. Nobody knows. 1854, the rubber band was patented. That's important.
How do you patent?
I love those.
How do you patent a
Well, it's bad. Not anymore. It kind of expired. But for the minute, only that guy could make them. let's see. 1901, Van Gogh became famous at his first like big showing 11 years after his death. In 1921, Britain's first birth control clinic opened. That's a big round of applause for that one. Yeah.
But back then, they just sold you like sodas that you could squirt down there after you had sex.
Exactly.
Right?
It's sodas.
It wasn't, you know.
In 1950, UC Berkeley announced the creation of element 98, californium.
What's that?
A radioactive element
Red Hot
named
Chili
after
Peppers.
California.
Yeah, I made an album about it. it is radioactive?
Yes. Oh. In 1953, U.S. performs the first of the upshot knothole tests at the Nevada test site.
That sounds
Home
so
means
dirty.
Kaboom.
Oh,
I had an upshot knothole once. I walked right for days.
After the Black Duke.
One thing leads to another.
There's just a couple more of these left. We're getting up to present day. This is important. In 1958, the Navy launched Vanguard 1 into orbit and proved once and for all scientifically that the Earth is in fact round.
I still don't believe it.
It's a myth.
Flat earthers.
It's a visual effect.
Created by Pluto.
1959, the Dalai Lama begins his exile. 1966, the missing U.S. H-bomb was found off the coast of Spain.
H-bomb?
They kept that one under wraps pretty
so
well.
I'm reading
Don't
this one
tell
quickly.
Spain we found it.
1969, Golda Meir becomes the first female prime minister of Israel. 1976, the U.S. performs an Anvil 0.3 megaton explosion at Nevada test site. Woohoo, Nevada. 1987, IBM releases PC-DOS version 3.3.
Ugliest computer ever made, by the way.
Yeah.
But at the time.
But really,
boy.
Really tight, man.
1995, chickenpox vaccine. And in 1998, the U.S. women's hockey team beats Canada for the first gold medal.
Yeah, ladies.
But nobody USA. Cares. Nobody cares about women's hockey.
Right, exactly. it's also National Muay Thai Day, second day of Bacchanalia, and the feast day of Joseph of Arimathea. So there you go. There's a little religious one there for you, Rick.
Thank you.
So it's not completely heathen. I do have a shot to Joseph of Arimathea every day, every year on March 17th. So there you go.
Ding.
That is my list of the things I celebrate instead of that asshole St. Patrick,
who
burned and killed my ancestors.
Well, Speaking of that, this segment was sponsored by Pinky Polansky, who will be playing on St. Patrick's Day Saturday
with
Aversion Therapy,
our theme songers,
Treehouse Lounge.
Yeah, so guys, have a good show. I'll probably see you there and drink to all of these things with you that night.
Felix likes to drink.
He sure does. And that's why it's a great St. Patrick show.
Yeah, I want to go spend St. Patty's with Uncle Felix.
Well, we'll spend St. Patty's together then.
Speaking of aversion therapy, yes. I like, because if anybody saw my Facebook, right, my truck died. My old truck that I've had for 20 years that I found out I put 220,000 miles on.
Wow.
I know.
Ding.
I just found the title the other day and was all, holy shit, that's a lot.
What is it?
What is it what?
Way to use it.
Oh, yeah, big time. I got my money's worth out of that piece of metal. So it stopped working good. And Evan, just out of the blue, called me up and said, dude, do you want to borrow a car for a little while? I need it back around April.
Wow.
Oh, dude,
I know.
Evan.
That's the
You're
kind
the
of
man,
guy
dude.
Evan is.
Ding, ding, ding.
Just fucking loaned me a car so I could live my life and go to all the shit that I got to get done and save up money to get a new car. So, yeah, so I'm saving up money to try to find the new car.
Wow.
Very cool.
Yeah, but thank God.
I mean,
if it wasn't for Evan, I would
car,
be
yeah.
biking shit all
cool
over
of
the
Evan.
Place.
Yeah,
I just
cool
saved my ass because, yeah. like, I don't know what I would have done, so.
He's getting an all-around great guy award.
He's like fucking really awesome. Like everybody's great. I mean, you have lots of good friends, but not everybody calls you up and says, "Yeah, you want to use my car? Gotcha. Let's give it back like in a month. I don't know." Holy shit!
So rad,
Evan.
I think you must be the best person in the whole world.
Ding,
yeah,
ding.
I think it's time for a song.
Oh, right on. Okay, so we're going
to
do some...
Now, should I force them to do a freestyle right
no.
now?
No.
Oh, they're Never. Saying no on a freestyle.
We don't
Yeah,
freestyle.
Okay. Fuck you guys. You're on my show.
Okay.
I want to hear some...
We should do Reno first, though, and then we'll
You want to do Reno first?
Yeah, let's get a warm-up.
Okay, a little warm-up.
A warm-up for a freestyle. All
right, I'll make you do a freestyle before the call.
You got that freak ukulele thing.
Are there... drums
Ooh,
yeah.
Is that in
Does
tune?
Reno have drums?
Yeah, I think it's in tune. It's called a charango.
Do you need a drum?
Charango.
Yeah, I kind of do. Yeah. So
get the fuck out of here, Ben. Take the headphones off first.
Here, I'll escort him out.
All right, yeah, Nick. Escort, yeah.
Charango. Tell us about your charango,
Smoking
Sammy.
Hot escort.
Yeah.
Escort.
The charango is actually an instrument from Peru. I guess it's based on the lute, double string, five strings. I only play on three because five's a pain in the ass. And I also broke them and don't know how to replace them. But straight from Peru, handmade.
You have
Sounds
a piece
like
of duct
shit
tape
if you
on
plug it?
It
in. Yeah, duct tape. I got a
Is it
Mike? Bandana.
Do you have like a hookup on it?
Yeah, I do. I think it was installed by hand because that's sure as hell
wow.
what it sounds like.
And you got the story of how you got it is you got it after a hot night with some Peruvian lady.
I woke up with it in my hands and felt it was destiny to play it and learn it. And
it's just destiny.
Rad.
Benny, are you on drums yet?
Yes, sir. All right.
Are you ready?
Here's the charango and Reno.
Fest.
Yeah.
Well, good riddance. We don't need you anyway.
No, it sucks that that song's about leaving Reno because it's so good.
I know. Everyone says that.
Well, but you guys are young. When I was your age, I wanted to get the fuck out of here, too. And then all of my dreams died, and I decided I was perfectly happy.
I got the fuck out of Missouri, and I ended up in Reno. And I never really wanted to leave. I had to.
Well, there's times, totally, like, but... there's some sort of sentiment among, like, because I wrote that song when I was, like, 16.
Sure.
And there's some sort of sentiment around, you know, kind of sophomore, junior, senior year of high school in Reno where you're like, this place sucks. What the hell am I doing here? You know, San Francisco's way cooler, LA's way cooler, Seattle's way cooler.
Wherever you live, you think that, too.
And then they leave for a year, and then they end up coming back, because they all do.
Because it's a black hole.
It's a black hole.
I don't know why.
But it's a black hole of some pretty awesome
shit. Absolutely.
Yeah. Suck you back hard. Like, really, I caught you guys first last summer, and, like, top of my list for some of the best new bands in town.
Thanks, man.
Totally.
I mean, because if you haven't gotten a chance to see Memory Motel, please check them out at an upcoming show.
March 24th at Studio on 4th.
Perfect. That's a good space.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be a good one.
But when they play, they put everything into it. Their bodies, they throw on the ground and destroy for art and smash the
Block
guitar.
Party was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was a good show.
Yeah, there's a video of that on YouTube.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
You should look that up.
If you haven't caught them live, please do yourself a favor and check it out, because they're really one of the best live performances around right now. And for being some young guys, you are pretty effing talented on the music, instruments,
on
the music.
And not annoying. You know, most young people, you're just like, Jesus, shut the fuck up.
I've heard this song. Like, yeah. My friends wrote this song when I was 18.
Or you're just talking, you know? Just talking. You're like regular people, like grown-ups. Yeah. So I appreciate that.
You're an old, old man.
I am. My body is failing.
Yeah, should we? No, do you want to get into that?
Yeah, oh yeah, we could. It's a fun world.
Ladies and gentlemen, our brother, our brother Dick Spagnuolo.
He works hard for his money.
Rick's journal. Let's hear that.
Yeah, Rick's journal. Rick works hard for his money. Chapter one.
So I went to the doctor today and said, "Hey, doc, what's this lump in my pants?" And he said, "It's a hernia."
Not a salami.
Yeah, right. For once, the bulge in my groin is not my junk. So I'm growing a new dick.
It turns out.
How many dicks do you have,
right? Right. Well, the other one's under the skin. I can't quite see yet, but it gets excited.
Pop out
when I try
all
to,
alien style.
Does the it other gets one, excited when I try to poo?
Does the other one have to fall off first?
I hope not. The other one's much larger. So yeah, Rory's standing out there, and I said, "Oh, Rory, you're not going to believe I went to the doctor, and he said, what, you got a hernia?" Yes.
It was either that or an ulcer, dude. You work too fucking hard. You do.
So apparently
I've been telling you for years you need to do this recording thing full time and quit your day job.
Well, but who knows if it was the recording shit that gave me the hernia and the day job is actually – I've done that for 20
but you
years.
Could do,
I never got a hernia.
You could do less of it.
Yeah, well,
but whatever.
I don't know that.
But anyway, Uncle
the day
Ricky
job is giving me my insurance that's going to pay for the surgery to fix the hernia.
Uncle Ricky needs surgery, so
yeah, we need a fund.
Everybody should, right? You know, like buy him a drink or something.
The guy needs a drink.
No, but if you know Rick, throw him $5. Aww. He always can use it.
Well, yeah, I'm not.
And
to
he does
that.
Return favors.
We broke some equipment before we were starting. When
on top of everything.
We didn't break it.
It just broke.
Your eyes posted on the internet. Keep listening. I'm going to be doing a Kickstarter project for Worst Little Podcast soon.
To fund Rick's
taint and our equipment.
It's my lower pelvis, ass.
Fix Rick's taint.
My lower pelvis and one of my mic preamps and my car. That's what I need fixed. Those three things.
We actually have a Kickstarter.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Hey, well, tell us about it. Tell us about it.
Yes. Well,
what's your deadline?
Our deadline would be March 26th, I
think. Ooh, so not much time left.
No, not much time at all. But so essentially, we
want to put out Kickstarter.com/Memory Motel.
Profile/Memory Motel, okay. I think. And it should be on there. But we want to put out a 7-inch of real vinyl.
Very yes.
Cool. Old school.
Mm-hmm. Sweet.
You ever thought about cassette tapes?
What's that?
Cassette tapes. You thought
we
about
We actually
that?
Have thought about that a little bit, but I think about it. Yeah.
Maybe next time. Maybe next time. Keep it in
mind. If anyone still has cassette,
cassette. Mm-hmm. I'm all for it.
8 tracks.
Yeah. But we're doing
amazing 8-track collections.
The capabilities of CD and the warmth of a cassette.
Real.
I release things on cassette because I'm a hipster.
Yeah, so like real
but really, mixtapes, man. Mm-hmm. Mixtapes are where it's at.
Real, real.
That was the best way to share music ever.
Mm-hmm. What is that? See, it's still called a mixtape, even though it's on a CD now.
Right, we still call it
a mixtape, bro.
Yeah,
just like Jen was talking about, it's not the same.
It is
nothing.
It's sad, man.
It's like
you don't have the little thing to write down all the names of the songs. And
you
the
just write it
handwriting
on the CD.
The act of making it, you know, where like you put on a record and you hit record, and then while the record's playing,
you
dig through your
to the song,
looking for what you're gonna put next, thinking about how
making a CD. You don't have to listen to it. You're just slapping it together.
Let's go. Well, that's probably good, and then that's probably good, blah, blah, blah.
But you got to really think about the sound transitions, mood, and tempo. And
you
the
were
message.
There. It was happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How
and
much
then you were
space
something
you
else
want
on.
It was
personal.
The songs.
Yeah.
You wanted to just blam into the next song, or if you want there to be like a pause to think about it.
Right?
The blam.
Contemplation.
I think we're making a mixtape for, because we're playing Teen Art Night this year at the museum. So every year they do this thing for teenagers, and it's just like a big celebration of art, music, and culture.
Oh, Teen Art Place. I thought you said TR Place. And
no,
I thought,
no, Teen Art
Like the rejected.
Right, the rejected.
Yeah, but anyway. Yeah,
totally ridiculous.
Totally ridiculous.
The theme this year is like a mixtape exchange. So I think what we're going to put together, we already kind of started on it. And, you know, we're a little bit proficient with, like, DJ stuff, so we're kind of doing some transitions and fun,
cool,
fancy stuff.
Of course you are.
Like, make it a
nothing
fancy
simple with
mixtape.
You guys.
No, it's not simple at all.
These guys are fucking rocket scientists, rock stars. Like,
something like that.
we can barely move around for all the equipment that's here in the room.
Yeah, it's crazy.
There's so much bullshit everywhere. It's ridiculous.
We got some cool stuff for you guys coming up.
Yeah,
cool. Yeah,
the bullshit has a purpose. Most
exactly,
of
I love bullshit. Yeah.
No, that's what I dig about you guys. Like I saw you, I'm setting up all this gear and craziness, and wearing suits, and then you used every single piece. On you know, it wasn't just like, oh, I got 3 guitars in case I want to play this song. No, you guys, if you bring it out, you're gonna play it, and that's working man musicianship kind of thing.
It's a shit ton of money.
Yeah, we're poor because we buy a lot of expensive gear.
Hey, goals are good. Goals are
good. Yeah, definitely. I think it's really important, you know, for people to sound good, to have a good rig, you know.
I think it's really important to be willing. If you have a dream that you like to chase, you know, you got to be ready to make some sacrifices. Mm-hmm. If that means financially, you know, so be it.
That means women-wise, you know.
Aren't you guys into aren't you guys into like weed and booze, like I was when I was your age, like? That's where all my money went.
Being unconscious? Well, no, you're in
are
high
you
school.
Just serious?
Don't answer that question.
Huh? Actually, Ben is the clean one. Ben doesn't do anything. me and Sam, not really. I mean, we dabble from time to time in different substances.
Have a good time every once
in
a while.
Yeah.
Imagine, Rory, where we would be today.
Oh, my God.
I
probably have actually published
millions
a book
of dollars
by now.
Right.
I'd be living in a real city. No, but you were saying, do you play football?
Yeah.
Who do you play for?
Damani Ranch.
Yeah?
High school.
Oh, man. Right on.
Chewy's a fan of the local sports scene and stuff.
Yeah.
So on his behalf, so what do you play?
outside linebacker.
Are you guys a good team? What was your record last year?
0-22. Okay.
I was on that basketball team.
We're going through a transition.
We're going through a transition.
Transitionary period.
With
sure.
new coaching staff and stuff. And so yeah.
And you can't say too much because the politics of the situation could get you in trouble, man.
Yeah. I
nobody listens. Don't
right.
worry.
Well,
are you trying not to say that you guys suck right now?
Well, that's yeah.
Okay. Ding! It's okay. We're all losers here. None of us were really good at sports.
Ben's crazy though.
I'm not. I was never good at sports, so I'm impressed.
I have fun doing it. I have fun.
There you go.
Running around, smacking kids. You know,
that was my basketball team. We might not have won a lot, but we all had fun.
It's kind of crazy dichotomy.
For, for him, it's more like we might not win, but I will tackle the shit out of you.
Yeah, I'm satisfied if we get our ass kicked, but I get that good hit, you know?
Right. Do you guys go watch his games?
Occasionally. This kid's once. Crazy, though. He runs track. He does band, which is almost full-time, you know, for us. And then he does, what else do you do? Drama. He has girlfriends, plural.
No. Wow. No, I can't let my girlfriend listen to this now.
No, he has
just
one
kidding.
Girlfriend. But
we'll fix that in post.
We'll just edit it out.
No, we won't.
Yeah, we'll totally edit it out.
Oh, God, the quiz is going to be really uncomfortable, huh? Have we ever had an underage person?
No.
Well, we'll get to that when we get to
it. I think, yeah, I'm going to have to.
What's
damn.
The quiz?
Don't edit too much.
Yeah, I won't edit too much, but.
You know, I mean, Sam and I are overage, so.
Right. Well.
We'll just be like, Ben, plug your ears.
Earmuffs.
No, yeah, these guys have. Exposed me to some pretty interesting things in life.
Well, I'd imagine.
You
guys have played at some bars I've been in, and I might not have been there that night, but yeah, I know what happens there.
Jeez, I forgot. We never said these two are brothers.
Oh yeah.
Oh really?
Brothers.
Yeah. Oh well, so that makes any dirty questions I say okay because you're the responsible adult.
Oh yeah.
Now he'll get in trouble.
Right. I'll throw Sam under the bus. That's fine.
Right. That's how it goes, and I'm cool with that.
So it's like it's the two brothers and then the weird redhead. The redheaded stepchild. We're like a family. We definitely are.
Yeah, man. You're part of the family, even if your hair's different. And
even if you look mutated. Different, it's okay. What else did I have to talk about today?
You know, Tom Robbins called in this one book. I think it was Still Life with Woodpecker or something.
Yes.
And the redheads are Argonians from another planet.
Yes. Ooh. Yeah.
Sometimes
have
you, I
have
feel
Argonians. Have you ever read this book?
No. I feel
As
like I
a
need
ginger,
to.
You would need to read it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've bought this book multiple times and I've given it to friends who are about to go on a big journey or something.
Could we define Argonians?
People from
are we talking
planet?
Like Elder Scrolls status?
From the no, not
like Skyrim
not the lizards. Yeah,
oh,
no,
oh.
They're from the planet. Argon.
I'm with you.
I'm glad someone
put on this planet.
Write it down for me, Rory, because
I will.
I want to read that.
I'll write it down.
Because sometimes
right now.
I feel like I'm from a different planet. You know?
Yeah,
I think you are.
And the main character is also an arsonist,
ooh,
who's a redhead. But so that's not giving much away. That's
I'm a
I don't
want to
give too much away.
That's like in the first two lines of the book, though.
There here, once was a redheaded arsonist.
Here's a moral question for you, Rory.
Oh, a question for me.
Are you still an arsonist if you aren't convicted yet?
Mm. It depends on how active your practice is.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. See, you don't have to be charged with anything to be a pyromaniac.
Fair enough.
But to be an arsonist.
Well, I believe to be an arsonist, that does involve like collateral damage.
Yeah,
some,
I think it's
some
like
fashion.
Serial fire starting.
Yeah,
you know? But
even if you're not causing damage, but like setting fires in trash cans or dumpsters, or ha ha ha, prank style, that makes you an arsonist too. Just like being naked in a national park makes you a sex offender.
Or peeing.
Yeah,
if you pee on a tree,
that's the same thing.
Yeah, no. But if you
so
don't
yes,
get
if
caught,
you've
that,
ever
first
peed,
of all, that's bullshit.
If you have ever peed in the forest and whipped it out, that makes you a sex
or
offender.
Or on a tree in your own
if
property.
If a guy whips it out in the middle of a
still
forest
a sex offender.
And there's no rangers there to see it, is he a sex offender?
Oh, if you have a chub, yes.
I just like the woods, man.
Only if a tree falls or something.
My tree fell after the ranger showed up.
Okay, I got it. Arsonist, dictionary.com. A person who commits arson. Isn't that helpful?
Thanks.
Thank you, dictionary.
I hate you.
Arson. The malicious burning of another's house or property, or in some statutes, the burning of one's own house or property as to collect insurance. So, malicious burning of another's house or property, it does not say you have to be caught.
You can light a dumpster on fire.
Right.
Then.
It says you
that's property.
And
also,
that's not yours. And it doesn't matter if it is yours or not. It's
another's.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't matter if it's yours or not. Right. So,
what if you don't do it maliciously? What if you do it just like.
Capricious?
Joyfully.
Yeah. I lit your car on fire.
Well, that's I believe what Burning Man is.
You're welcome.
For all of you latent arsonists out there, just go to the fucking desert.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I don't know. Different this year. I don't want to get into all that, but
the controversy.
For those of you who are heading out that way, you guys, mm-hmm. you guys,
we got tickets.
So you guys are you gonna play?
It's not allowed out there, man.
We'll see.
Bring your guitars. Happens. Bring some drums. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, play on the damn track like you were supposed to last year.
Yeah, I know.
But let us know how it went. We'll totally have a follow up call with you or something.
Yeah, for sure.
Rock.
Absolutely.
And really, if you could bring a computer
you guys so
out there and get wireless access, and you could communicate back to us. All right. You guys are talented boys. I like you guys. You have a good sound. I want you to just do something right now. Make up a song. Right now.
There once was a girl from Nantucket, and she said, "Hallelujah!" Well, I was born under a fruit tree. And I wish you would come with me. Come with me.
Come with me.
All right, this is a breakdown. So Rory, give us a topic.
Dog water.
Dog water.
Dog water.
Like the studio? Yeah. Or just like dog waters?
Dog water.
Doesn't matter.
Whatever. Go with it.
Well, I once knew a man named Dog Water Jackson. And he said, can you pass me on there? There was a man named Dogwater, and he was very water.
Awesome.
Yeah, I haven't done that in a long time. I used to do that all the time when I was in high school and just randomly make up weird songs for girls and they thought I was strange. So.
Yeah, dude, actually, it was really weird. We went to high school together. That shit was weird, but it was cool.
They go to school with me now and they say, you've played the same song for multiple women.
Yeah, but that's not true at all.
Different words.
Yeah, I mean, I changed their name.
Is it different? Is it a different voice?
It's totally
too?
Different. It's a totally different
they
song.
They said you actually sang it in the somewhat Hispanic accent.
Gato favorito. Mi favorito.
Ay, papi.
All right, now that I've offended all of our Hispanic listeners out there.
It's okay. Nick doesn't mind. all right. I think it's time for a commercial, right?
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, please don't forget to patronize our good friends at Stingray Tattoo.
Stingray Tattoo.
I love Stingray Tattoo.
Gift certificates available for 18th birthdays, divorce finalizations, or prison release.
Private appointments available. For private tattoos.
Tattoos hurt if you're a pussy.
Check out stingraytattoo.net.
Check that shit out.
Hell yeah. We need to make more of those, dude.
I know.
We say that, I think, every episode, but do you have any free time?
No. You just made my hernia throb.
Sexually.
I know.
So wait, I forget. What are we doing right now? Are we going to an actual song instead of the freestyle?
Yeah, let's hit the song.
All right,
song? Yeah, Memory Motel. Let's hear a song.
Okay. All right, we have to get in place.
Yeah, sorry, Ben.
You have 2 seconds. I have to go grab a guitar. I must run.
Oh, okay. So they need to grab a guitar. Nick, what'd you do this week?
Hot potato. ICS and what else did I do? Oh, Present played at the
that's right.
The Desk Collective on Friday.
How was that?
That was really
cool.
Was
that at Biro 30?
Yeah, well we were more they started drinking at 4:30, those guys.
Right.
And we were on about, I'd say, 5:30.
Oh, okay.
We played 8 songs. We got the standing O after 7 songs, so that was nice.
How many people were there?
I don't know, maybe 20 or something.
Hey, nice.
Something
like, a nice little,
yeah,
fun little room.
Turnout.
If you know what the Dust Collective is, please check it out. It's a Reno Collective. Once a month, local act. We'll get together about 5 o'clock, quit an hour, and play in the office space there for a small group of people who like to hang out and have a good time.
Yeah,
so.
There's two episodes up right now, Ditch the Pilot and Big Remote. And I watched those. Those were pretty cool. And I watched them in preparation for ours. Ours will be up soon. Right. So look out for that from the Collective. A really cool place is where we did the ICS at.
Please don't forget. Yeah, that's where we had our listening party. Don't forget to check out Reno Collective on the Facebook because it's a great little co-op space.
Yeah, they're doing cool shit over there. Yeah. Check it out.
All right. So what? So you guys about ready? What do you set this up for me? What are you going to play here?
This is called Rat's Maze. And it'll be the first track off our album once we get it.
The first song on our new album.
Man.
That's not recorded yet, but... Rat's Maze.
Yeah,
you guys are pretty cool.
So that's that's the classic Memory Motel wall of sound.
Yeah, and really, again, the live show, man, it's visceral. It hits you, and like especially here in this tiny little room, that was awesome.
Fuck.
Do they have like noise policies in your neighborhood, Rick?
I'm not asking.
So,
I haven't checked to see. My neighbor next door, the old neighbors used to be a little more worried about that.
Right.
My new neighbor, I told him, I said, if it ever gets loud, call me. And he looked at me and he said, if it ever gets too loud, I'll turn up the TV.
Yeah,
I love you.
That is pretty fantastic.
Living next to you,
the neighbors in our neighborhood where we practice absolutely hate us.
They, yeah.
How late do you guys usually play?
They've stopped us at 7, and then a baby came into the picture, and we've been stopped at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, like 12 in the afternoon, just like random times.
It's ridiculous.
They're just like, can you practice without amps? We're like,
It's like, I know you did not birth
plink,
this.
Plink, plink, yeah. Plink, plink. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Did you practice having a baby with a doll?
Exactly.
Could you practice talking with your mouth shut?
Tell your mother I hate you!
You're retarded. Yeah.
Do you have that one?
You're
the car aerial and all that?
Oh, God.
Where yeah.
Fuck. It's in my mean section. God damn it. I don't.
All right.
And what do I have? Fuck.
Well, you know, while you're looking for stuff.
That's a mean word.
I think there's something that you could cue up for me.
Ooh. Oh, hello.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit of.
Hello.
That's right. The worst little quiz in the world music.
Oh, boy.
Welcome, boys. Welcome, boys. This is a game for all ages. Fun to be had by all.
I've been waiting for this day for my life.
Keep in mind that your significant friends, family, lovers, future employers may listen to this.
Oh, shit. And it will be
on
the internet.
Don't remind them of that right
forever.
Before they take the quiz.
I meant that in such a way that, no, nobody listens to the show. Didn't you get that memo?
Yeah.
All right, but yeah. Don't worry about this. These are all friendly questions that I will score you accordingly on a subjective scale of my choosing. let me get to the right page here.
Oh, you know what I did find?
I like the music. I really do.
What'd you find?
I am not retarded!
There you go. That's what I was looking for. All right. Chris, Sam, and Ben. This is taking me forever to get started this week. At any rate, but without any further ado, the first question. Chris, your lover, your brother, or your mother? Trapped on a desert island, who do you cannibalize first?
Ooh. I don't have an actual brother.
You can pick a close friend, best friend.
Let's cannibalize your stepbrother.
that counts too.
If that counts, then by all means.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yes. Any type of brother.
He would be the first to go, by all means. I don't like my stepbrother.
Sam? Would you cannibalize the young man sitting next to you?
No, the lover, dude.
Lover first.
Yeah, family's
really?
High.
Yeah.
Well, how long?
Yeah, I guess.
How long of a lover? Like, how long have I known the lover?
Like your lover. You're trapped on a desert island. It's pretty much the only option.
Yeah, because she's
probably the lover, man. Probably
it's either
the lover.
Yeah.
Blood first.
Should be your brother. He might try to horn in on that action.
Yeah, and you can't.
And then who are you left with? Mom?
That's true. But if I eat her, he can't horn in.
Yeah,
on
but think
her,
about
you
it.
Know?
You can't repopulate the island with your mother or your brother.
Oedipus.
Yeah, it worked in Oedipus.
What about Oedipus,
man?
Oedipus. Yeah.
Yeah, and then he blinded himself, didn't he?
Yes,
and it didn't work out
because
very good.
He didn't know.
He blinded himself
know.
With a brooch into
oh,
his eyes.
Freud. There you go.
So,
let's talk about his kids too and their love lives, huh?
Yeah.
What about yourself there?
Yeah,
man?
My brother said it, man. You know, you got to be family tight, you know? So I think I would have to dispose of my lover.
Ah, two lovers.
They are quite
and a
possibly.
Brother.
They are quite possibly the tightest family I've ever met in my life.
Apparently.
So, yeah, seriously.
Obviously not lovers.
CJ has been inducted into our family.
Yeah, I'm in their family. So.
All right, are you?
So you can't kill their mother either.
Right. No, I can't kill their mother.
So Ben, you there? You're in a relationship. You've got a girlfriend here.
Yes.
All right. Name the celebrity that you would ruin your late relationship to be with.
What kind of question is that?
No passing.
I love
that
question.
You can't pass on that.
What celebrity would you just throw all caution to the wind for?
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
I'm going to have to go Charlie Sheen on this one.
Charlie, good answer, my
excellent.
Friend.
Excellent.
Charlie Sheen always gets an
I mean,
extra
he's
10
just,
points.
He's got it going for him, you know. And if I can write it, you know.
Dude.
Write it.
out of his own mouth.
If I can write the coattails.
Moving along.
The coattails is what I meant.
I didn't hear that part. I just heard that. Hey, moving along to Sam.
We all laughed.
Nate. Name the celebrity you are you in a current relationship?
No, not really.
Have you been in a serious relationship?
Yeah.
Where all you cared about was her. So name the celebrity you would ruin that relationship.
Scarlett Johansson.
Well, without hesitation.
Yeah,
ScarJo.
Dude, I thought about
been,
that.
It's been in his head, man.
Yeah.
He thinks about her.
If you know what you mean.
So I'm gonna go.
Oh,
I'm gonna go the eclectic route here.
Yeah.
And my biggest celebrity crush is Alison Mosshart from The Kills and The Dead Weather.
Mm, ooh, the nice one on the album cover, huh?
She's yeah not cute, dude.
Dude, I don't care. She is sexy on stage. She's ooh my celebrity crush.
Did
and I'm one of these
on
days I'm going to go to a
her
Kills concert, and I will meet her after the concert and tell her that I have a huge crush on her. And she's probably going to be creeped out. But
do it. Do
cute
it.
From
I don't
far
know.
From
you're
far
only
from
young
cute
once. And
exactly.
When and when you're old and slow,
you only live
you
once
just don't make those choices.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, she was in a band with Jack White. I mean, that makes
right
you that makes you pretty sexy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Jack White's weird, man.
One of my favorite answers would be
that
Meg
is
White
also true.
You know,
Meg
White's Meg
White
hot too.
But it's questionable because Jack White married her and then claimed they were like brothers and sisters.
I don't
that's
know
just a whole that's weird.
I still yeah like Meg, dude. I like her.
Mm. Meg.
All right. Let's see. CJ, name the celebrity mm-hmm of the same gender you would most like to make out with.
Oh, what's the
how is this? Oh, this is tough. I'm
this can't involve drinking beforehand. You can just smoke,
okay.
You know,
I think we know who Ben's is.
That's the thing. I was
yeah
hoping we'd get a question like that. you guys already know.
Hey, Sam, answer this for me.
Oh, Tom York. He would
yeah
he would make out with
yeah
Tom
Ding.
But everyone who knows my rabid obsession of with Radiohead always makes me and Tom York gay jokes. They're like, you go gay for Tom York. I'd be like, no, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Okay,
but after right a couple of drinks, maybe him crooning softly to you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sam?
If you didn't have any facial hair, I'd totally go for Orlando Bloom because he looks like a chick.
You're going the like most chickly looking route?
That's I don't know. I was
that's
just
the route he took.
That's yeah the route I
he's
took
just trying to make this seem butch somehow.
I'm a man, damn it.
I'm a man, baby. And Ben? Now, if you're Ben's girlfriend, listen to this part very carefully.
Oh, goodness. I don't know what's the dude's name? The guy that just came into town, that Spanish guy playing his guitar.
What?
Like, I don't know what his
Benicio
name is.
Or
oh, I know.
Yeah,
who,
yeah.
Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
I thought it was Charlie Sheen, man.
Oh right, we are.
Well, I didn't know if I was allowed to answer again.
Oh yeah, you
have
an
opportunity
that
to bang some other guy.
Right.
No,
Dwayne
we're
Rock
going
Johnson.
I'm staying consistent. I'm staying faithful to my lover of Charlie.
Hey, you know, all right, you get
winning.
You're like Charlie's angel.
Get that tiger blood in you.
Let's see,
so to speak.
Ben, where and when did you lose your virginity?
Oh! Here's the big zinger.
He's blushing.
Here's the big zinger. Sam's a virgin.
I have not.
Well, Sam's congratulations, son. Ding, ding, ding.
Ding.
You know, not a bad thing. Not a bad thing at all. Don't be ashamed. You are blushing,
our,
though.
That's my upbringing,
first.
You know? Purity, man.
Yeah, probably. Huh.
Wow.
Wow.
He's never had one.
You're the
Charlie
first virgin we've
I
ever
mean,
had
other
on
than
the
Dave
show.
Richards.
Congratulations. Oh,
thank
well,
you,
yeah, Dave Richards, absolutely. But and Jackson.
And Jackson.
Jackson's Jackson's never even seen a woman naked. Hi, Jackson. I'll call you Friday. Sam.
Okay, well.
Yes.
Let's say we didn't define virginity.
Okay.
Oh,
but
okay.
So then let's say I'm a virgin.
No, he is. He is a virgin. He is
yeah
a virgin.
Yeah, yeah,
I know.
It depends
I'm his
on
best
whether
friend
you ask girls or not.
Girls or guys?
I'm his best friend.
The locker
he's
room.
A damn virgin.
The locker room doesn't count if you were just kidding.
Well,
that's just bad.
You know, here's the thing.
He's
I
a
feel
damn
like
virgin.
I got good
he's a virgin
genetics.
He's a virgin.
I wouldn't want to have like accidental offspring with some dumb.
Apparently, he has a large semen count, is what he's trying to say.
Ah, you are
that
strong
is all,
like,
that is actually medically
strong
true.
Like
awesome.
Allegedly,
it's true, man.
That's really when I found out.
It's
I
also
probably
a
not fool around
a family
a lot
trait, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's dangerous.
Allegedly.
Ben's piping up here, going hell
good
yeah.
Good swimmers. He's good swimmers. Me,
Chris.
Let's see the back seat of a 32. On June 6, 1947,
It was in 1947?
Yeah, with Marilyn Monroe.
Well, congratulations,
yeah,
my friend.
Yeah, it was awesome. That's,
oh, CJ gets to be all cool.
With the obvious lie, you actually lose 5 points there.
Fair enough.
Does that mean Ben gets a fat 25
Dude,
points for
does that mean that the
there.
Two brothers are both virgins?
Yes.
Your mother,
that's what that
your
means.
Your parents must be so proud.
They're good.
They don't believe us. So yeah. It's a load of shit anyways.
That's for
they're
real,
like,
man. They don't fucking believe us.
They never
that's
do.
True.
They never, when you're actually good, they don't believe crap.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Damn. So then you're like, screw it.
All right. Well, like, okay. Let's clear the slate a little.
Lookout. Have you ever?
Oh, what?
There's an awesome lookout point up by Cullen Ranch. That's all I'm gonna say.
The problem is,
I believe New Year's Eve. I'm familiar.
I've
with
only
the
visited
point.
It with men. It's always these guys.
Oh, I've been there with
point
girls.
With your woman.
I've taken a.
Yeah.
I've taken a
go
there.
Hang out and
I've had my license for like 5 months.
Watch them smoke cigarettes.
Let's just say that Sam and I know where every single good lookout point in Reno is.
And I'll tell you. You know what the good thing about not having sex with girls is? You got the power in your hand. When you get a girl to work to that point and you say no, it's actually kind of a good feeling. It's like scorned.
Well,
that's
let's
a
be
great
real, guys.
Feeling.
Enjoy it while it lasts.
Let's
friend.
Be real, guys.
Enjoy that feeling while it lasts.
Well, you never get that courting time back. And, you know, adults just throw the courting time in the garbage. Fuck. Like, you know, and they don't even care.
I'm drunk. Fuck all that shit.
You guys are lucky. You're never gonna get to do that again, you know?
Yeah, really.
Hey, let's
be seriously, probably next time. It's not having to be like,
Back in our day.
Yeah, dude, I lost mine in a park at 3 a.m. drunk out of my mind.
Nick is being completely silent. Yeah. All right.
It's not my quiz, so, you know. Okay. I'm just interested in their answers.
I feel like, yeah.
I'm listening intently.
Let's get to the next question to a kind of change topic here, but not really. Confess a sin.
Confess a sin.
Your most recent.
Recent sin. I don't know. I don't think about that. I just kind of live my life in whatever. I've lied a lot.
All right. Like, lying is
everyone lies.
You're bearing false witness.
No, wait. I never got my neighbor stoned.
I didn't notice a lot of the Jesus.
Sam, no, you never got your neighbor
stoned. Hey, Sam,
stoned.
Sam, you would probably know better than me. Like, name my most recent sin.
Ooh.
Your most recent
You letting
sin?
Sam take a cheap shot at you, man.
Yeah.
Sure you guys aren't.
Let's see.
Yeah, everyone said.
Why don't you answer for me, Sam?
We spend way too much time together. Way too much.
I don't know. I don't know if it's a sin. I mean, not to you, but
do you shoplift?
Everyone looked down on you at a recent Bible study. Kind
of hey, I have parents. Seriously. I may have parents.
Oh no, I really want to hear this.
Yeah, that story will be on our next best of CD after he tells us after the show.
Sucks.
Yeah,
especially if it's a Bible study story.
Oh, dude. Yes, it was. Yeah,
let's just say
that was hella funny.
Bible study
lying. Let's just stick with lying, huh?
Let's just say Bible study Albert Hoffman. That's
it.
You can draw the conclusion.
End of story.
Okay,
I got it.
Yes,
I got it.
Sam.
Yes.
Nice.
A sin? Yes. Oh, God. I don't know who's going to listen to this. But when I was, I had to be like 14.
I mean, really, you guys, if you're uncomfortable, you can just say I took the Lord's name in vain, for Christ's sake.
No, this one's cooler.
Yeah,
when I was 14 and Ben was like 10, I got a chick to flash us her titties. I was like,
yeah!
Woo!
Ben was coveting that neighbor's goods.
Ben.
Kind of.
Ben was younger than 10. Ben must have been like in like third grade.
Yeah, he was
fourth,
like a third
for 14,
grade.
Though,
fourth
not grade. Bad.
Oh, no, dude.
That's more like
just
a superpower.
Just because I don't have
sin.
Just because I don't have
I had
sex
that
doesn't
power
mean I don't
14?
Have class and swag.
That is, Sam reached his prime when he was like 14, 15 years old, and every woman wanted him.
It's this slow downhill.
Exactly. And now nobody wants to be with us.
Hey.
Seriously.
All right, Ben?
We don't want to be with anybody.
Confess a sin, my son.
Probably punching shit. Like, I don't know.
Rage?
Like
wrath?
Not controlling my anger.
Poor impulse control. Give it up,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You don't get laid, but you freak out and hit things.
Yeah.
That's actually why.
I think they correlate somehow or another.
Are you sure we're not related? That's kind of been my MO for years. All right, let's see. Ben, what would you want for your last meal?
Last meal.
Last meal on this earth.
This one's easy for me, but...
Wait your turn, Chris.
Okay, I will.
Probably... No.
That's been answered before.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all you, Sam. That's all you.
Sam's making very wonderful, nice gestures.
Meow.
Probably just a big... Big fat steak.
Yeah.
Simple, you know, has to be like medium rare. You get to, yeah.
One last hot beef injection, huh? Yeah. Yeah. It's a Simpsons drop. That's all I'm saying.
Can I answer now? Can I answer now?
No, it's Sam's turn.
Okay. Ooh.
You gotta wait, son.
I just know exactly what I would have.
I want those sushi rolls with the salmon eggs called ikura. Oh, that nice. Is so good, man.
Disposing of some knowledge.
Like, after that, you want to die anyways because nothing ever feels good. You're like, and you're okay, I take that back. As I scratch my testicles.
I would have my grandmother's chicken fried steak because my grandmother makes the best chicken fried steak in the entire world.
And chicken fried steak is awesome on its own right.
Yeah. Totally. And hers is better than any I've ever tasted in my life.
Damn, well, bring her over next time.
I know, right? I want some of that. It's
I'm
so
sure
good.
She'd have a great time. I'm sure.
Yeah, she would.
Does she like cooking, Sherry?
wait, I change it.
Who is the member of the Breakfast Club you most identify with?
God, asking. I know. Cool
I know.
Teenagers.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
On,
this
on account of I don't
have
know
any
him
of
by
you
name.
Seen?
Yeah, first
yeah.
Totally.
I've seen it.
Come on, that's a class.
I've seen it, but I don't know the name.
Required watching.
Good, man.
Well, that's fine. That's fine.
The member of the Breakfast Club that I most identify with is R2D2.
What?
I don't know.
I like that answer.
Have you not actually seen
it? No,
the movie?
I've never seen it.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
I have a penis.
Whoa, hey,
whoa, hey, everybody with a penis in the 80s saw that movie.
Right.
Yeah, come sure on, enough.
Fair I enough. Probably saw it.
That's
when
how
I was
some people lost
age.
Their virginity.
Oh, wait. We're not talking about Breakfast at Tiffany's.
No, what? Different Breakfast Club.
You are still uneducated. Oh, it doesn't
What's
matter.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, Breakfast at Tiffany's is a
good
I don't know. I'm gay and I love Breakfast at Tiffany's. So.
I just don't listen to or watch any movies with breakfast in them.
Okay.
I wait for the lunch movies to come out.
I like
it's too,
that.
It's too early.
Yeah. That's funny. Anybody
Sam?
Else?
The stoner guy, dude.
All right.
Because I saw that
Judd
when
Nelson.
I was like 14. I was like, dude, I totally would hide weed in my shorts like that, too.
Hold that.
There's a dude that wore leather, right? Jacket? Yes? No?
That would be the same guy.
Yes. You'd be like Johnny Bender.
Johnny Bender. Or do you mean the jock guy?
Yeah, dude, you're
the leather, not
you're
a leather Amelia. Jacket, a Letterman's jacket.
Well, that's what I meant. So that guy.
See, he plays too much football. No,
too many knocks to the head.
I think I have. Sorry. Yeah, gotten a couple concussions.
All right, and you all are recent or continuing products of the education system in this state.
This is true.
Very quickly, the first one who can do it wins. Name the capital cities of the five states bordering Nevada. 15 seconds. Go.
Sacramento. No,
bordering
Salem, Salt Lake City.
Awesome.
Phoenix.
Wait, what? It's Oregon, right?
Phoenix.
5 seconds.
Salt Lake City.
This is all CJ.
Boise.
There
Boise?
You go. Ding, ding, ding.
Ooh, right
Dude,
at the end of
nobody
the clock.
Ever.
Excellent.
Good
Sweet.
One. Good one.
I am a geography nerd.
Aha.
Damn.
Was that...
It really racked your points there, man.
Knowledge in the mantle of your memory.
Oh, it's funny. Boy. It's funny because we're named Memory Motel.
I know things.
Zing.
I get jokes.
My final, Zing. My favorite final question for the show. In all of history, who would you pick a fist fight with? You would be the aggressor. You're picking
okay.
the fight. Yeah.
Got to go Fight Club here and say Gandhi.
All right.
What
all
the?
Right.
Yeah, that'd be easy.
That's
wow.
That's right up there with Helen Keller.
Beat the
Caramello fuck out of Gandhi.
He's just sit there and take it. Yeah.
Sam?
I think it'd be, well, if it's somebody like I'd really want to beat the shit out of, it'd probably be like Vlad the Impaler. That'd be hella fun. Or like Ernest Hemingway would just be fun to just throw down with.
I like
on a
that
Friday answer. Night. I would get drunk. I would get so drunk and fight that guy.
Ew, can I say John Lennon, maybe?
Oh, I love you. I love you.
You just got yourself.
Imagine this, Dick.
Imagine there's no John Lennon. It's easy if you try. No silly songs
Nick
to
is
listen
just
to. No
Nick is so out of this
quiz. Make you cry.
You guys are dicks.
I love the Beatles, but that's awesome.
I did too. John Lennon's awesome.
And you're so, someone that whose ass I'd like to kick. You know, probably just. Punch Hitler, you know, try and knock his stash off. But if I had had a couple, actually quite a few drinks before, I'd go pick the biggest dude, you know, like Peter the Great, 6'7". Big Russian dude, you know. I'd like to be the dude in the history books that challenged him and just got knocked out.
Can I fight the entire Eagles?
Yeah.
I hate that bit.
I can't give you any extra points for that, but that is very much an acceptable answer.
Be careful, it's not the football team.
Yeah, not the football team. The band.
Yeah, but John Henley, Glenn Frey, yes. And all those pussies.
Yeah. I don't know. Especially I don't even care. I don't even care if I lose. I just want to beat the crap out of them because I hate the Eagles, man.
You don't like Hotel California?
Nope.
I know you just listen to that driving off into the sunset all the time.
Yeah.
A very tight game today, guys. Very, very tight game. Rounding out the bottom, unfortunately, our second place runner-up is the beautiful and talented CJ with 146 points. Now, it's what are your last names? It's the two...
Ashlock.
The Ashlock boys.
We are yes.
like Warlock.
German,
but,
yeah.
All right, so the Ashlock boys coming in first place, always the winner of the two. I give you Ben with 161 points.
He is the studly one.
It was very close, Sam. You came in with 152. Like I said, it was neck and neck all the way down to the wire.
That's pretty. Mm-hmm. That's one of the closest margins.
Yeah. CJ, you had a nice little comeback there at the end with the...
The Eagles comeback.
Yeah, yeah, the Eagles and the Beatles. Yeah,
I actually love John Lennon. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be great to just punch his leg?
Yeah, it kind of would.
If I was scoring, you would have got
in one of his bed-ins. Wouldn't it be awesome to run in a bed-in and just death?
I'm talking about like Yoko
yeah,
phase.
Yeah, if you'd have said Yoko.
Yeah, Yoko phase. When he was already a senseless douche and needed sense knocked back into
him. That was a lot worse.
That's awesome, man.
I'm going to fight him at a bed-in. Piece of chance, bro.
Bitch,
I'm jumping on your bed. What you gonna do about it?
You're just all ching chong chang. That's horrible, you guys.
It's horrible.
I'm
horrible.
Not
sorry
that.
To all
That's
of our Japanese listeners.
Oh, racism.
Hey, we are friends to all the minorities except the faggots. And with them, we make the exception for Rick.
I hate
Rick. We love everybody.
We love everybody.
I love
gay people, dude.
And the way I show my love for you is by insulting you at a very visceral level. I hope you enjoy. Coming up next, another song by Memory Motel.
All right.
That's good.
Oh, so what do you guys... Are you guys going to do crazy stuff now?
Is this like, are you going to use that?
Should we... Can you do it? Are you going to do a double song? Or
this is going to be the Theremin one. Oh.
Theremin.
Ooh, okay.
Shocked.
This one's called Love Me Not, and I just did get shocked.
Yeah, electrocute yourself.
Yo. This is fine.
Okay.
I'm very excited. I think the Theremin is like just the coolest thing ever.
This one's fine.
Cool.
Let's hope my bass is still tuned.
So this song is like the classic, like, I guess, what would you call that? Unrequited love song, you know?
Okay.
So it's called Love Me Not. It's like really... Let's see, when did I write this? I wrote this when I was like 15, I think.
About again?
Some chick that you probably know.
You write more songs.
Well, thank you.
These are all like when you're 15.
Yeah, yeah.
What have you done lately?
Oh, seriously.
I've gotten really good at playing them, I think, is the answer.
Wow.
Wow. That was awesome.
Damn.
That is so cool. That's the video.
Yeah, I'll put that up. I'll put that up. After the podcast is out,
Sam, yeah,
you so, must listen to it first.
Listen to the podcast, and then shortly after, though, we'll have a video of that track up there. Because that's
so
awesome.
I guess if you're listening
Theremin
right
is
now,
so cool. I want one so bad, dude.
We're actually, some of our merch that we're going to do is custom Memory Motel, like optical Theremins.
Ooh.
So essentially, they're like, ooh. They're going to come out, I think that weekend, the 23rd and 24th is when we're playing Teen Art Night.
Okay.
And so that weekend, we'll have fancy theremins for everybody.
Where's that going to be again? Cool. Remind everybody.
It's going to be at the museum, the art museum on the 23rd, and then we're at the studio on 4th on the 24th.
Rad.
With theremins.
Do you know, like rock and roll time? 8-9 kind of thing?
Let's see, 6. I think we're playing at 6 at the museum just because they're weird hours.
Yeah.
I'd presume 7 or 8 at studio on 4th.
Okay.
Something like that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah,
you presume?
Presume.
I presume.
But yeah, all of our all the theremins are going to be one of a kind. They're all going to be custom designed by us. So.
Ooh. So check that out. I might have to get a babysitter that night.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, hell, I could take her to the museum. That's,
yeah,
that's
that'd be
early.
Right.
Yeah,
that'd be sweet. Yeah, 6 o'clock. And we'll be only be playing for a little bit. So.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Are there any other bands on the bill? Or?
Spitting Image at the museum. And then All Day Drive, Crush.
Cool. Cool.
Our friend's Crush. And then...
Yeah, I just saw those guys.
What do you think of them?
They're good. They're interesting.
What?
They're super young.
What?
Yeah. Oh, what's happening on the other side of the room? I believe there's a bird flying around.
Yeah. We're actually... I'm doing a remix for them right now, so...
I'm doing a remix, too.
Yeah, well,
I'm not doing shit for
mine's
them.
Not live.
There's going to be a Memory Motel Crush remix that's going to come out.
Oh, cool.
Soon.
That is actually, that one, the one that CJ's doing.
I'm actually a dubstep DJ, if you guys didn't know.
Yeah,
so
we moonlight as dubstep
DJs. Are you?
DJs. I'll be the mastermind.
You're a dubstep DJ in addition to all of your wonderful stuff.
Well, I'm not
Do you have a hole in your head that we're not seeing? Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, what? Dubstep.
The sound of robots violating one another.
I think it sounds like what dinosaurs actually sounded like.
Wow. Wow.
Wow. Wow. Wow. And then you got the T-Rex, like the Megalodon.
That did surprise me a little bit about Burning Man. It was like going to Burning Man is like it's just constant.
See, and that to me that was weird when I went
back in the last century,
back before dubstep was invented.
Yeah, there was a lot of live music. People walking around playing flutes and doing somersaults.
And now it's just like
Idiot Flesh. That was a good.
Now
band.
It's just like you go and then there's huge things.
Yeah, I mean, right, there were a couple of tents. And people had pillows and they tripped and somebody would spin records, but. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was mostly live music.
Crazy.
My goodness. Is that a Xena call?
I don't know.
The mating call of the wild
and
Xena
this
fan.
Show has reached a new low.
Don't forget to check your pinky link. Speaking of the pinky link, I want to remind everybody about the Treehouse St. Paddy's Day show with Pinky Polansky and Aversion Therapy. Yes. And if you can't make it to that side of town, you're stuck in Sparks. Well, check out Igor and the Red Elvises at the Alley.
Oh, that's a good show too.
That was a hard decision, but I like Felix better than them.
Me too. Absolutely.
What do you got? What's happening?
Let me see what I got coming up. We got the Treehouse with Pinky. Oh, Monday. Monday nights are open mic at the Jub Jubs.
Yay! Monday night open mic. Back in the house again.
So. Next week's Monday coming up for you listeners and a week for us people in the recent past. Open mic with Diana Eakins.
Oh, Diana.
From Hella
awesome.
Acapella and briefly in Decoy. And she's going to be down there hosting that.
Very cool.
And the Friday the 16th, the Battleborn Derby Girls will be at the Underground doing a data Derby Girl auction. So you can go down
Brad,
there.
Yeah, go support your local Derby Girls.
For the Derby Girls. And
nothing hotter than grown women throwing elbows at each other.
Yeah, that's pretty much
on roller skates.
So do they actually like they just like auction off the Derby Girls kind of thing for a date?
For a date.
Yeah, it reminds me of Arrested Development.
A little bit. Yeah, yeah.
Favorite show ever.
That's awesome.
It's a very close on hands off situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But really, would you want to try something with one of those girls? I think
they punch you in the face, man.
Right?
Oh yeah, they're safe.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's, they're cool. All, it's all they escorted cool. dates. It's
sure,
not like,
no, oh, absolutely.
I yeah. got her. Let's go. We're going now.
We're going now, woman.
Yeah. They set him up with a nice ever, date somewhere.
You ever
where
fired a rifle
goes.
From a moving vehicle?
Yeah. I don't know. Those
who
girls
knows? You might make
anyway.
A love connection, you know?
For hey, it could 50, happen.
100 bucks or... God.
For charity.
Okay, get in the
love
throat.
Connection for charity.
I think some girls get up to like a few $100, you know? I don't
would
know.
You guys and ever
the
do
the charity
that?
Is themselves, correct?
In a holler. You should go check it out.
Is it now, is it a fundraiser for themselves or for... Yeah.
I believe it's a fundraiser for the team.
Yeah, yeah, fuck yeah.
To fund their next season, you know?
Well, yeah. They're not baking cookies.
And our new... I want to welcome our new production assistant, Irma Geddon.
Yes, Irma! Hey, Rick, how do you feel about having an assistant finally?
Praise be to God's holy name.
The sixth Beatle.
Seriously, you guys. Oh, my God. It was so awesome. And like I just go, okay, this plugs into that. This plugs into that. And she's just running back and forth doing everything. And she didn't even know what she was doing, and it was really helpful. Like, inside of two or three shows, it's going to be... We're going to start starting on time.
Then why... Yeah, I was going to say, then that. Why did it take us till like freaking a midnight to start recording.
I know, and I kept hoping that some young twink would do it for me, but you know, that's not going to happen. So.
Well, and I'm old now anyway, so.
Right. Yeah. But you know, if I put you in a little outfit, it wouldn't be so bad. But you wouldn't stop.
A little Dutch boy sailor.
Right. Scrub, little Dutch boy.
Scrub.
But you wouldn't stop talking long enough to get any work done. So
All right. Yeah, that's all I got. Man, I do not need this third cup of coffee, but I'm going to drink some anyway.
It's so yummy.
So are we going to say goodnight and have these guys play us out? With
yeah.
Our song?
Well, let's have them play a song and then say goodbye.
All right.
Oh, okay.
And
that's
are we
what
doing?
We'll do.
I love, yeah. Let's okay. do a real exit.
Rick loves. That's it.
So this song is called, this is actually a newer song for you guys. Hey. It's called Technicolor Dreams.
Cool.
Technicolor spelled C-O-L-O-U-R, the British way.
Ah.
Because we're contrarian like that.
Like a lion.
Right.
Like the contrarians.
Can I grab that mic?
It's very...
What do you need?
Full of controversy.
Rock
eyes. These shakers? My mic is being stolen, everyone. I'm sorry. You won't hear my dulcet tones anymore.
Hey, Sam. Is that on? Yeah. Check the...
Hello, Smithers. You really turned me on. Woo!
Yeah.
God, you guys are freaks.
Didn't I tell you this pain in the ass setup was going to be worth it?
Yeah.
Was I right?
Holy shit. It's like different bands. Damn.
You guys were from the first song to the last song. You guys were kind of all over the road there.
We kind of
do that
a little
sampling.
Bit.
Yeah.
Who are these people?
We try to tie it together a little bit, but you know, it's like I know my personal favorite bands are like, you look at bands like the Beatles or bands like Led Zeppelin or bands like Radiohead, and it's like you can't really pinpoint two songs that sound exactly the same, you know?
Yeah.
And that's kind of for us. Well, it's like,
no, those are bad examples for that.
Well,
Fetus.
Beatles.
Fetus.
Right, Fetus.
Well, I suppose. I'm just saying, maybe not
that's
too.
That's a band that really is all over the road. And you're right, the Beatles has a ton of.
Yeah, but
know.
It's just like bands that have different sounds. Like,
as opposed
you know,
to like Elvis, who.
Yeah,
like,
and
really,
opposed,
as much as we love the great
but
fat
he had
white
country
Santa.
And gospel and rock, and I mean, he did have a bunch of different stuff.
Well, I think that just in a lot of local and small-time indie bands, you know, a lot of local bands, they kind of get in this whole thing of, okay, so we're going to be a punk band, and so we're going to play these songs, you know? And there's nothing wrong with that, per se.
Sure.
It's just
it's easier to maintain an audience when they can expect what you're going
to
do.
Exactly, but, people come to our shows, and they have no idea, you know, unless they've seen us before.
Out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's a journey. It's kind of an acid trip, you know?
Absolutely.
That's why we like you.
Yeah.
we try to tie it together and make
you guys
it somewhat.
Me in. more please. You know?
Yeah. No, man. Last Mary Anarchy that you guys were the winner ball. People were going ape shit.
You guys brought it down. Yeah. That was a good time.
Down
you.
The house.
Are you guys playing the next one?
In fact,
yes,
they
we
are.
Yeah.
Are we, question for you. Are we playing before Elephant Rifle?
I think
you are in part of that rock block.
Yeah. That's going to be sick.
it's going to be
fun. I think you're Friday night before Elephant Rifle and Fat Couch.
That's heavy.
That's going to tear it
down. That's heavy.
Yeah. You want to have a shit ton of people.
What weekend is this again, Nick?
That
Let's remind everybody.
May 18th and 19th coming up. In fact, I should probably talk about that. This week was kind of a drag on Monday. I lost my friend Gary Setzer, who we were holding the benefit for, the Reverend Gary Setzer from Gunshot Liquor. And a million other bands from Reno. Wonderful man. He lost his battle with throat cancer. And our hearts and prayers go out to the Jules and the family.
He's leaving a big hole. But
we're going to be having the memorial, the Gary Setzer Memorial Benefit Concert, Mary Anarchy 2012. Yeah. And we'll still give him the money to Jules, I'm sure, you know, with all the hospitalization he did and stuff.
Oh, yeah. We got to help take care.
Yeah. That will barely make a dent in some of their bills anyway. And just, you know, we'll celebrate Gary's life, too, with all these amazing Reno bands.
Yeah.
And he would love that because he was he was one of the first people that I ever met in Reno. And meeting Gunshot Liquor changed my life. I decided I am going to pick up guitar. I'm going to do this. I'm not you know, and they totally supported us. You know, they would have this pink jam every Tuesday at the Met, and Gary would let people play his drums and encourage him to continue. He's awesome. And Stacy and Bill, everybody would let them play their instruments and have a little shot, and then they'd play a show for us every week. We got to hear Gunshot Liquor, dude. It was so awesome. So I'm pretty sure that Stacy's still coming up in May. I mean, I hope so. We'll see. Stay tuned to Mary Anarchy Reno on the Facebook, and we'll give you all the details of what's coming up with the big celebration.
And please come out, because it's going to be a bitchin' time with a billion bands in 2 days and barbecue goodness and games and hijinks.
Plus we're playing.
And Memory Motel is one of those awesome bands, billion bands.
And you know, every single time we play any kind of Gorilla Productions event, you know, Jub Jubs and Mary Anarchy and even Block Party. I mean, we always have a blast. It's
awesome.
Great time.
Awesome. What a smooth little PR machine you are.
Yeah. We're also playing Jubs on the 31st, too. So for
okay.
all the Jubs people who want to actually come out to Jubs.
Cool. Very cool.
We'll be on
Please 31st, do.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Can't wait for that.
I'll write that down. I do want to thank you guys again for coming in tonight and playing songs. I've had a great time hanging out with you.
We had a great time.
You guys are fucking talented rock stars. But I do just want to tell you, don't be a fool. Stay in school. Stay off the drugs and all that.
Yeah, you're doing good, guys. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, keep this up. Whatever you
treasure
doing.
Treasure your virginity.
You're doing it right.
save up for a tour van. go yeah. on tour.
That's the point. That's the goal.
Oh, no, short bus. Short bus or a windowless van that says free candy on the Perfect.
We've thought about that because, you know, like, because did you know that you can get like decommissioned buses with like 100,000 miles on for like $2,000.
Oh no, those I've seen bands use like a short bus and it's perfect for gear. You make little lofts on the side and put a bed in the middle kind of thing. Yeah.
We're thinking about like painting the side of it, making it a big like hippie van and
sure, why not?
Well, don't make yourself a target though. Yeah. Cuz cops are crazy.
Yeah,
but a decommissioned short bus, you're going to be a target anyway.
That's true. With three young dudes with instruments packed in there, you're kind of targeting.
And you audience out there, I want to remind you, go see a show. There's lots of cool shit in this town.
Yeah, turn off the TV, man.
Support local music. Yeah.
There's probably something happening right now or tonight, whenever it is you're listening to this. Go see it. I encourage you. And buy a drink for me.
Yeah. Go see bands you love, and then go see bands you've never heard of.
Yep, and then
tip your mind.
And tip your bartender.
And buy merch from bands because we're poor.
Yeah.
We're and very poor.
And go to Kickstarter and type in Reno and find all of the Reno area bands that can help out.
Because
there's a lot of good shit out there on Kickstarter. I highly recommend it. And I guess that brings me to the flat wall of the end of the show. For Nick Ramirez, Reverend Rick, Chewy, the Webmaster, and Ermageddon, and Memory Motel, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, and this has been a great episode of The Worst Little Podcast. And I tell you, good night, ladies.
I just farted on my mic, dear.
Dog H2O Studios.com.